Simon Kadich is, well, I wouldn't say he's the number one recruit, but not far behind Jared Waitley in terms of recruits here at SEN Whispers. I tell you what, it's going to be massive tonight when the first test gets underway between Australia and South Africa at Durban from 6:30pm on 11:16 SEN. Simon joins us thanks to Europe Car, affordable car and van rental. Booked today. Welcome, and welcome to SEN.
Thanks very much, guys.
Well, we're so excited. I mean, we all love our cricket here, and obviously on the back of a test in Ashes Test Series that didn't really reach the heights, South Africa loom as just genuine competition.
Well, they certainly do, because the last time we played them in Australia, they obviously rolled us, and it caused a huge amount of, I guess, an outpour of emotion from the Australian public with the performance of the team down in Hobart getting rolled by South Africa. So, you know, from that point of view, Australia have been able to turn things around the last couple of years since they played them. But in terms of this series, you know, it looks evenly poised at this point in time.
I saw a little bit highlights of the Indian series, and they played on some minefields of pitches. The ball was hooping around and bouncing, and it looked dangerous, downright dangerous at times. And the anticipation was that we were going to get a similar sort of deck, maybe, with their fast bowling attack. But speaking to Jared yesterday, it appeared that they have blinked and that the wicket for this test match is not going to be as quick as we thought.
No, Durban has slowed down over the years. It used to be a bit like the Gabba 20 years ago, a lot of grass and quite fast and bouncy. And look, I think South Africa would have been wary about Australia's pace attack.
Hey, Simon, Nathan Lyon, he doesn't mind just talking up a little bit in the lead-up to a test series. And yesterday he was talking about the fact that Mitchell Starc is bowling a lot better than the last time the South Africans saw him over there. Is that real, or is that just a little bit of him just trying to put the wind up the opposition?
Oh, there'll be a bit of byplay, no doubt. Nathan Lyon spoke pretty sternly before the Ashes, and he was on the money. He talked about ending players' careers, and there's a fair chance that a few of those English blokes might not be back in Test cricket again. So, look, I think he's certainly not speaking out of school, because from all reports, Mitchell Starc bowled really well in Benoni in the tour match against South Africa Ace. After a couple of weeks' rest, I think a few of those quicks probably needed it after a tough Ashes series. And, yeah, look, from all reports, having seen a little bit of the footage from that match, Mitchell Starc did look like he was bowling good pace. So if he gets that ball swinging early, then the South African top order is vulnerable. There's no doubt they do fear this Australian bowling lineup. Obviously, Australia have got to bat well as well against their attack.
And should this country fear the possibility that David Warner may enter politics post his cricket career?
Well, the boys have been calling him the Reverend for a few years now after he changed his ways. So you never know. He might transform once again and morph into another completely different character to the Reverend.
And have you and Jared got your drink card sorted for the nightclub? He's a bit of a crazy man. You need to watch him.
Yeah, he's a hard man to pin down at night. He's obviously learned very well in recent years, spending time with Chris Rogers when we've been covering the test throughout the summer. So, yeah, look, Jared, he obviously has been a cult figure for a number of years to everyone in Melbourne with the footy, but obviously now with cricket, we go around the country and in some unlikely places, he's very well known.
Hey, Simon, it's great to have you on board, mate. We're really looking forward to listening tonight. We're tuning in, our audience will as well, to you and Jared, and also Brendan Julian's going to help out. So welcome aboard, and we look forward to chatting over the next few days.
Thanks very much, Clive.